What?
Oh, sorry. Did you know about ghostwriters?
Ghostwriters? You mean people who write books and papers for other people?
Not them. I mean ghostwriters in the music industry. Or rather, work for hire arrangements, since, like, real ghostwriting is illegal. You know, most people wouldn't even know how many hit songs are written by someone else. These ones, for example, you probably know both. What do you think they have in common?
I'd guess the songwriter would be the thing they have in common. But what do you mean by work for hire arrangements?
Yes, see, I work them both. And work for hire means that probably the management offers the songwriter a certain amount of money and then occasionally buys the song and becomes the new owner, so to say.
Okay, hold on. Why would anybody write a song and then give it away just like that? Isn't writing a song a deeply personal process most of the time?
Yes, but... Okay. Imagine you have a story to share or a message you want to spread, but you're way too nervous to step in front of people and just do it. Then wouldn't the closest thing be to have somebody else tell your story and stuff?
Well, you're kind of right. That'd probably be one of the best options. But you know, I actually think if you have such a strong desire to share a story and passion through this personal form of art, you might be able to overcome your fear if you work on it. I feel it's sort of inauthentic for an artist to have songs written for you. If you don't write your own story, you're not a real artist, but only a performing instance.
Well, yeah, I agree. It's sort of like TV presenters who read from their scripts, or also politicians who get their speeches written for them. But I feel like it depends on the genre whether having a ghostwriter takes away your authenticity or not. There are artists or singers, as I should say, who want to convey a certain message and sit together with the songwriter so he or she would get the right track on the message that is intended by the singer. And also in genres like pop or R&B, where the majority of the lyrics is about love or sex anyways, there most people can relate if you keep the lyrics rather general too. Well, at least it used to be like that.
Yeah, rock, rap, and hip-hop are more focused on authenticity. But just take Sia as an example. I mean, you played her earlier. She's nothing but authentic. And she's no exception these days. Just take Ed Sheeran or Lady Gaga, Halsey or Pink, to name just a few.
It's a turn in pop that I support. But speaking of, I read a quote recently and I'd like to hear your opinion about that. It's by a pop manager and he said about this turn in the genre, "I saw a pop star on TV once going, 'I'm writing my new album myself.' And I just thought, 'You stupid fool, you're a decent pop star, but you're not a writer. If you have Max Martin writing you a song, why turn it down?' The fact is that performing and writing are different talents, but they're both talents."
Yeah, I think you can't always have it all. However, Chris Martin seemingly does have it all. He's Coldplay's frontman, and he writes his own songs and is an amazing performer all at the same time, but he really is the exception.
But also in contrast to what was said before, there is a head of a ghostwriting or ghost-producing agency, which kind of weirded me out that something like this exists. And he said, dumb people can argue all day about whether or not ghostwriting is right or wrong, because it really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that ghostwriting is the future of hip-hop, because either you get a skilled team of writers behind you, or you get run over by another MC who does. What do you think about that? Apparently, while the pop industry turns their back on ghostwriting, the hip-hop industry slowly turns towards it.
In rap and hip-hop, authenticity is very important, not only to the listeners, but to the artists themselves. So, I don't know. I do think that as long as the ghostwriter is working closely with the artist that is going to perform the finished song, the authenticity most likely will be maintained. In the end, the artist or performer has to deal with their conscience of having, in a sense, lied to their fans,
yeah,
if they only proceed to tell stranger stories. But I would also like to take a closer look on the ghostwriter's point of view. For example, Ryan Tedder, the frontman of One Republic, I guess you know that?
Yeah.
Who wrote for many artists, said, I can write an absolutely saccharine pop song with a really catchy lyric for another artist that could become a hit without meaning anything to me. He also said, I have to shut down from other artists because otherwise I end up giving them my stories. He strictly separates these two fields of his work in his mind, but let's listen to a song he wrote for his own band and one he gave to Beyoncé. Do you notice something?
Well, they kind of sound similar, but I couldn't explain.
I can't really explain it too, but the way the melody progresses in the piano, just those first few minutes, seconds even, is really, really similar. But speaking of Apologize, did you know that One Republic almost broke up because of that song?
Wait, what? Why? That song was a huge success.
That is exactly the point. However, One Republic is an alternative band, but Apologize is, as Ryan Tedder himself pointed out, more along the lines of a pop song. He said that alternative radio stations didn't even want to listen to the band's other songs in that time, let alone actually play them. And in an interview with Huffington Post, he said, he almost broke up. We couldn't be taken seriously anymore. Number one in 30 countries with our first record. And it didn't even sound like a band, it sounded like a remix. Him and his band members decided to put everything on their follow-up song Stop and Stare. So if this song hadn't been a hit, One Republic wouldn't exist today.
Well, I'm kind of shocked. The world sure would be missing a great band, but luckily Stop and Stare connected with many people and became another hit.
So back to Halo, what do you think how that song came to be?
Well, maybe he was actually asked to write it, or I don't know, he just wrote it and offered it to somebody, I have no idea.
Well, in an interview with Billboard, he said that he had an accident in which he tore his Achilles heel.
Ew, that sounds painful. By the way, why did the Achilles go shoe shopping?
I don't know.
Because heels are his only weakness.
Really? he said that it was the most intense pain he ever experienced. Kind of.
I believe him.
Yeah, but his wife ordered him to relax afterwards and not write any music. But you know musicians. As if they can just stop being creative.
Right, because duh! Creativity doesn't have an on or off switch.
Yes, exactly. And around that time, Beyoncé contacted him because she really, really liked a song from One Republic's first album. So when his wife was gone for a bit, He texted a friend to come over to write a song together. He had this weird idea in his mind. Why are you laughing?
Because it's like a child, like, oh my god, my mom's gone, I can write now.
Yes, kind of. And then he had this weird idea in his mind of a choir of angels singing, and within 3 hours they finished Halo, while his wife was gone.
Okay, so we can agree that he slowly went mad and heard angels singing and, like, yes, turned to God and was like, I have to write now.
Yeah, because otherwise I'd go insane.
Pretty much. But also, that's pretty cool. Like, I want to be able to do this.
Me too. Just write songs, not just in 3 hours, but generally write songs.
Yeah, I mean, in 3 hours, it's a, well,
yeah,
just, well,
impressive. Earlier it showed me 2 songs written by Sia.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about her process of songwriting for other people?
Yes. Well, she said first you really have to write a lot. Like, really a lot to stand out. And you have to know what really clicks for people. Do you remember when I said that artists usually sit together with their ghosts, or co-writers, as I should say, and they talk about the song so they get on the right track together? But Sia actually said that they wouldn't be there even though she was told they would be present during the session.
That's not polite.
No.
I mean, she goes into these sessions to write for them because sometimes they even asked her to, or their management, so wouldn't it be basic human decency to show up?
Yeah.
And also, what if what she writes does not resonate with the performer? That would be kind of bad.
Well, to be honest, it's their bad. Because they could have been there. They decided to not show up. Because, I don't know, maybe they thought they don't have to because they hired someone, they paid the person, so they don't have to waste their time with that. But then in the end, it's their bad if they have to perform something they don't really cope with. You know what I mean? So, sometimes she even had to work with notes that were written by an artist, and she had only that. And when the artist actually does turn up, she has to follow the artist's wishes and keep her own opinion second. And she said about that, I basically check my ego at the door and become their bitch, and I'm completely comfortable in that role.
That bitch.
That bitch.
Really? You can't say stuff like that.
Why not?
Because it's not nice.
See, I said that.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I can kind of feel her. In the end, it's her job to write songs for others, not for herself.
Yep. I mean, when she decides who gets her songs, she has to be picky as well. It all depends on who is popular at the moment, of course. And even if it sounds kind of materialistic, but she somehow has to earn her keep, and she has to decide whether to give the song to another, more popular artist, or to record it for herself and publish it for herself. Because even her own name by now has more rotations than smaller unknown artists who would take her songs kind of away if she would sell it to them instead of, like, for example, Rihanna.
Yeah, so while you're a highly creative person, you kind of have to think about earning money. You have to live on something.
Yes, and you gotta eat something.
Speaking of eating, I'm kind of hungry.
Me too. Should we go grab something?